I think most every child in recent years has this experience. At the end of a long day, placed safely in their car seat, not 5 minutes into the car ride, and they're sound asleep. So tired, out so cold that nothing could wake them. They don't even realize how long it takes to get home. They just simply sleep soundly. Finally, the car pulls into the driveway. Mom or dad gets out of the car, reaches into the back seat, unbuckles the child, carries them all the way up to the room, still not waking, gently laying them into bed. And the next morning, they wake up. Last thing they remember is getting into the car. Well, now they're safe in their own bed, safe in their own home, safe in their own room. When they got into the car, they just simply had faith that they would get home because they were with their parents. They were so trusting that they could simply sleep through the entire car ride. They don't know how it works. They don't know how the car works. They don't know how the stoplights work. They don't know any of that. They just have faith and trust in their parents. And that means they don't even doubt. It's not even a worry in their mind that they won't arrive home safely. And so they get out of bed every day and it starts over. They stand in faith that their parents are going to take care of them, protect them, and give them what they need for that day. It's what we're talking about with this evening's message, standing in faith. I'm trying to paint for you a picture of a childlike faith. That is actually our son Alex, who is now a college graduate working for in Seattle for Amazon.com. So he was a little bit younger there. And that's one of our good friends from high school. He's over 6 feet tall. So he used to love to do this. He would just throw Alex into the air and then catch him. And if you notice, he's pretty far out of Alex's hands. And Alex wasn't afraid at all. We were. I was a little afraid. And maybe the good parents in the room are wondering, how'd you let that happen? I guess we had a little faith too. Today we remember the first Maundy Thursday when Jesus got down on his knees, wrapped a towel around his waist, and washed his disciples' feet. That was earlier in the evening. But the point of the evening was when he would take bread, give thanks, break it, and give it to his disciples. We remember this evening how he gave them and gave us the new covenant, what we call the new covenant in his blood to drink. And we're doing more here this evening than just remembering. When we come here this evening, or any time we receive the Lord's Supper, we do so in childlike faith, believing that we receive Jesus' very own body and blood. It's given to us to eat and to drink, so that we are forgiven of our sins and strengthened in that very same faith that brings us here. That very same faith that is a gift, in and of itself, a gift that the Holy Spirit has given us. In his sermon for... hitting all the different buttons. Maundy Thursday, back in 1534, Martin Luther said, "The bread he proffers," meaning Jesus, "is his body, and the cup or wine is his blood of the New Testament in his blood. In childlike faith, we should partake without doubting and believe it is so." Easily said, but not so easily done. Seems too often that rather than have a strong childlike faith, we have the doubting faith of an adult. We look at the wafer, or this evening, the morsel of bread that's placed into our hands or into our mouth, and we taste the wine that we drink, and we wonder, how can these things contain and convey the very body and blood of Jesus? And what we do in our mind is we try to understand it. We want to understand it, so we use words to help us get our brains around this mystery. Words like in, with, and under. Can I get an amen from the Lutherans? bringing you back to your confirmation, right? Or if, depending on how you were instructed, the term consubstantiation. These are just words that we use to try to help our adult brains understand a very deep mystery we will never understand or comprehend. We don't really need an explanation. What we need is to stand in faith. We can experience awful things in our life, and our adult faith kicks in kind of the same way. And notice I'm saying adult faith, not a mature faith, because I think a mature faith is actually a childlike faith. Am I confusing you with the difference between a mature faith and what I'm calling an adult faith? That adult, inquisitive mind, that mind that wants to rationally explain everything, that adult mind that says, I won't believe it if I can't see it. Faith like that makes it difficult for us not only to come to communion, but to trust in a Savior we can't see. We let our sin get in the way of our faith. We let our pride get in the way of our trust. And what we end up doing is trusting more in earthly things than we do in the eternal God. All because we want to satisfy our brain. But in the same sermon, Luther goes on to say, therefore, we should leave God's word and work undisputed and ask only who has spoken the word and who has done the work, whether God or man has spoken it, whether it is God's or man's work. If it is God's word and work, close your eyes. Do not dispute and inquire as to how it comes about, but believe that God is all omnipotent and truthful in his words and work. Luther's telling us to trust like a child. The child doesn't understand how the car works, how the car seat works, how the lock on the house, how the springs in the bed, how the light switch, any of that works. But they trust in the person. Luther's telling us to trust a child, when God says something is true, to believe that he will follow through, that if he gives a promise, he will fulfill it. Kind of like when the prophet Jeremiah said, the days are coming, declares the Lord. It takes a childlike faith to believe the words, the days are coming. You can't prove it. There's a heart of faith that doesn't know how, doesn't know when, but only trusts. Trust the one who makes the promises. Trust the one who says, I will make a new covenant with them. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. The prophet is also showing us that when God creates this faith in us, he gives us the means. I will put my law within them, in their hearts. Write it on their hearts. It's not our own shaky truths that we trust, but it is the very word of God that he has spoken and placed into our hearts through faith. It's different than intellect. And so, when we hear Christ say, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood given and shed for you. It's the firm and faithful word of God that is carrying it out and making that happen. It is God who is ensuring that what we receive is Jesus' very own body and blood together with the bread and the wine. How does it happen? I cannot tell you. But who gives it and who promises it? I can. It is God who declares it, and it is God who delivers it. And it is this firm and faithful trust in the word of God that brings us to this table to receive these means through which our faith is strengthened so we will believe the words that follow. Your sins are forgiven. We may need our strongest faith to believe those words. Maybe even stronger than to believe this is the body, this is the blood. And so you and me come this evening. We have sins forgiven, standing strong in faith. And as we do, every time we eat and drink Christ's body and blood, what we're doing is once again being part of God's fulfilling his promise, because he said, you will be my witnesses. From Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And we're about as far away from Jerusalem, or almost exactly on the other side of the globe, over here. We're carrying out. We are part of the fulfillment of God's own promise to be his witnesses, because every time we come and we receive, we are proclaiming his death until he returns. So when you come to Christ's table today, I just want to encourage you to come as a child, simply trusting, simply receiving. Receive what God gives, a meal that he says is the new covenant given to you. You receive, you become partakers in the very blood poured out on the cross, the blood that washes you clean of sin and sinfulness. Come as a child, trusting that in this meal, the Lord will continue to strengthen your faith to be more childlike. So come as a child, trusting in a life-giving meal that you don't completely understand. And come as a child with a faith that is certain and never doubts that your Savior will carry you safely home. I was just watching a movie, beautiful movie, that was recommended by one of our members called Music in Memory. And it talks about the power of music to open deeply trapped memories in the hearts and the minds of patients that have dementia and Alzheimer's. And without getting into the whole movie, you can watch it yourself if you have Netflix. But I say it does seem like there's a lot of power in that music to unlock memories that go back in these elderly patients all the way to their childhood, memories they couldn't otherwise grasp. I'm using that to encourage you to think back to your childhood. Do you remember when your mom or dad reached out their hand to you? I don't know. Maybe it was in a store, maybe it was on the way to school, maybe it was the way to church, maybe it was just walking around the park. Didn't you just instinctively reach out and put your hand in and follow? You felt safe. Didn't always know where you were going to go, but you trusted where they were taking you. Well, perhaps as we share this meal, it can unlock for us a childlike, not memory, but faith. Childlike faith that when you come to it, you can imagine putting your hand into the hand of your Lord, your master and friend, Jesus, willing to follow him wherever he leads, but knows that he will safely lead you home. He'll safely bring you home. You can even fall asleep on the ride if you want. I don't recommend it. I think, you know, you might miss out on a lot. I encourage you to be awake, but however you take that ride with him, stand in faith, knowing that Jesus has given you and strengthened you by this meal the faith that he promises you to protect you and go with you every day of your life. Stand in faith. Amen.